From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Hinckley, California is the small town whose battle with toxic groundwater inspired the 2000 film Erin Brockovich, starring Julia Roberts.
I want you to think real hard about what your spine is worth, Mr. Walker. Or what you might expect someone to pay you for your uterus, Miss Sanchez. Then you take out your calculator and you multiply that number by 100. Anything less than that is a waste of our time. By the way, we had that water brought in special for you folks. Came from well in Hinckley.
Now residents of the town that Hollywood made famous say they are experiencing a sequel to their story. Gloria Hillard reports.
There were a lot of things Roberta Walker liked about this six-acre piece of land she purchased more than a decade ago. It had great views, plenty of space to ride her horses, and it was a good 7 miles from the contaminated well water of her previous home.
We built a house, and this is where we were. This is where we were going to stay. There was no chromium here.
But now, Walker, who has long called Hinckley home, says it's time to leave. It began with her horses getting sick.
I had 5, and 3 of them have died within the last 3 years. And it's starting all over again.
A few years ago, people started talking about the water again, about the strange rashes, and that Pacific Gas and Electric Company, blamed for the town's groundwater pollution, was offering to buy homes again, this time in areas believed previously to be unaffected by the contamination.
And I sat and I listened, and I was just like, these are the words they were telling us in 97.
Julie Hagenberger, a 36-year-old mother of 2, was just a teenager when PG&E agreed to pay $333 million to residents who claimed they had been made ill by toxic well water. For decades, workers at PG&E's nearby compressor station dumped the chemical hexavalent chromium into waste ponds that seeped into the town's groundwater.
Even at the time, some people were like, why are you staying? Why are you... You know, but we really did feel safe. PG&E said, this plume, it'll never spread. The contamination was back in the 60s. It's over.
Hagenberger, who suffers from Crohn's disease, says she never considered leaving before. She has deep family roots here.
But when I was in the hospital the second time and all of this has been brought up again, and I said, I just want out. And that's where I am now, is I just want to leave.
Pacific Gas and Electric acknowledges the toxic plume is larger than once thought, but disputes that it is actually growing.
The reason that is larger is because we're testing in areas that haven't been previously tested.
Jeff Smith, a spokesperson for PG&E, says in response to community concerns, the company introduced
a couple of options for the local residents who live within a mile of the contaminated area from PG&E's past actions here. And what we offered was either a whole household water treatment system, or for those that were interested, a property purchase program.
More than 200 property owners, over a quarter of the town, have elected to sell their homes to the utility. Along long stretches of asphalt, country mailboxes sprout like desert flowers amid scatterings of boarded-up houses. Teresa Schaffstall says her home, just outside the boundary of the contaminated area, does not qualify for the buyout, but her next-door neighbor's home does.
I'm not an expert in all of this, but to me it's just common sense in a way. You know, the water flows, and if it's 200 feet from me, then it's, you know, how could mine be different? That's what I don't understand.
She fears the home she and her husband built 12 years ago is now worthless. But most of all, she worries about her children. The family has stopped drinking the water.
But I'm still cooking, and we still shower, and we have a swimming pool. And, you know, a lot of times people are telling you that's harmless, but I don't want in 10 years from now, all of a sudden, oh, remember we told you it was harmless? Now, no, it's not.
While the Schaffstall family struggles with the decision of whether to stay or just walk away from their home, 57-year-old Ray Pierce says his mind is made up.
But I'm not moving, you know. I like it here. If I didn't like it here, I wouldn't live here. I'd have been gone a long time ago.
Pierce was born here, owns 20 acres, and likes the quiet. He also likes his neighbors. But recently, he's been watching them go one by one.
Another friend, all of us went to school together. They just signed escrow papers the other day. They're moving. And it's just a shame to see what's going on here. You know, and PG&E needs to be held liable for it.
Many of the families, some who have lived here for generations, are finally saying goodbye. They realize their town, a place where everyone knew and helped each other, is no longer. PG&E says the cleanup of Hinckley could take decades. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.